When you think about libraries, you might picture the maze of bookshelves, the tables and chairs, or maybe even the squeak of an ungreased wheel as a librarian walks by with a book cart.
And it just seems cozy there, you know?
It's just you, the books, and your thoughts.
Those are some teens in the Seattle area sharing what they remember about going to the library. All that went away when the pandemic hit. But teens eventually found a new way to hang out at the library. Radioactive's Emily Chua reports.
When 10th grader Shilton Kenjireza is looking for something to do, she'll often turn to the library. She told me about one of the first programs she attended. It was a workshop where she created a map of an imaginary fantasy land.
I actually still have the map that I drew over there. Want to see it?
About a year into quarantine, Shilton was browsing the library website. There, she discovered the programs the library offers, from gaming sessions to cooking classes. A couple programs, including that map drawing one, caught the artsy teen's eye. That's where she connected with a group of teens that plans these events for the library.
I went to a few of their meetings, and then when I learned that it was like hosted by teens, at the end, like, they give you this survey to fill out, and at the very bottom, it's like, do you want to participate? And I'm like, yes!
Shilton volunteers with the Teen Advisory Group in Federal Way, one of several in the King County Library System. Pre-pandemic, she'd visited the library a few times a month to find new books. Now, she's meeting online every week to plan events for other teens.
Currently, we are trying to do like this cooking events, and we try to do this book club. Yeah, we also had some bullet journaling events.
Bullet journaling is where you organize your thoughts, goals, and to-do lists in a notebook, but with some extra artwork and design flair. All those programs are held online, but that wasn't always the case. The transition to online programming was a tough one.
So when we first closed our libraries to the public, we thought it would be for 2 weeks.
Rachel McDonald oversees teen programming for the King County Libraries. She says the pandemic forced them into very unfamiliar territory.
We realized that we had to think about how we were going to serve our community differently without our buildings being open. And that was a huge shift for us in terms of thinking about how we deliver programs and services. In the past, we had not delivered any programs and services online. There were some rare exceptions, but we were 100% in person, and suddenly we found ourselves 100% online.
They made that huge shift in just a few weeks. McDonald says it was a little bumpy at first, but
we managed to do it, and we managed to do it in a better way than we ever thought possible.
Part of that was because the teen advisory groups were willing to step up and work together to organize cool events. It was tough for teens to hang out during quarantine. Exchanging chat messages in virtual classrooms turned out to be a sorry substitute for catching up in the hallways. But online library programming turned out to be a great place for teens to vibe with their friends. Between missing out on face-to-face interaction and stressing over online school, teens found a sanctuary in just kicking back and doing stuff they liked.
Yeah, like something like easy and like, not easy, but I just mean nothing to worry about, you know? It's like to lift stuff off your shoulders so you can like relax and have fun.
And while some teens craved being social, others found ways to give back. Lynn Tran volunteers as a reading buddy, someone who helps little kids learn to read. One of her favorite memories is watching this really shy kid grow into a more confident reader.
I remember the first time he like did not speak at all. And then the next day he came back, he started talking more, we started reading. And then eventually it got to the point where he was like reading all the time.
Lynn says she loves the energy little kids have and appreciates their unique creativity. Stories like these point to teens' resilience and willingness to adapt during the pandemic. Perhaps we can all take a page from their book and let our human need to connect lead us to new possibilities. Oh, and get this. Last year, teens hosted and helped run 130 programs for King County Libraries. For Radioactive Youth Media, I'm Emily Chua.